This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines. A lot to get into today as we await the vote on the Tush Push, a really...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, yes. Hopefully it goes our way. Really nice Phillies win yesterday. Comeback fashion after the bats didn't hit the starter, but they explode on the bullpen. Lots to get into. Elliott at 12 from down at the owners' meetings. Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. And there's a new favorite in the NL East. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just want to say, hey, shout out to everybody that came to the game yesterday and spoke to me and Ike Reese, but... just as an aside, it's more like a PSA. Mm-hmm. Shoulder massages from guys that you really don't know is not what's needed. I mean, I appreciate everybody, you know, speaking or whatnot. A simple handshake could do, or a simple, you know, wave. But, you know, to walk up to me and rub on my shoulders and that's
and
not
slather Vaseline
it's just,
on me.
You know, and I understand that there were some drinks that were being poured yesterday.
Yeah,
and everybody
that
was a little
usually
opening day.
Usually it's part of it, yeah.
Yeah, but dog, I mean, you know, we're not that cool. Where you can come up and just, you know, casually rub on a grown man's shoulders.
Okay.
To identify. And I know some of the guys were kind of, I guess they were showing off for their girlfriend, which is cool. But all the physical contact is not needed. It's not needed. Just you know.
Did a little PSA?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, okay. You know. I mean, it's not needed.
Okay. I mean, I'm glad. Sometimes you got to just tell people what's needed and what's not. And Hugh,
yeah.
I think you led us to a good place here. In a weird way, you led us to a good place. Because, Hugh, as much as it annoys the heck out of me that the NFL is considering banning the tush push, I've thought about this a lot the last couple months because I think we're moving towards this reality. Whether it's this year or they table this and then they do it next year, it seems like at some point the tush push is going to be out of the NFL.
Abolished.
At some point, I do think they're going to move off it, whether it be this season or next season. But Hugh, as much as it bothers me that the NFL is going to legislate a play out, maybe now, maybe eventually, that really has no injury data and is not a big deal in terms of the amount of times it's run, I don't believe, just like you said, no one needs that in a random back rub or massage or
don't
shoulder.
Need that.
You don't need
don't
that.
Need that.
That's I don't think the Eagles need the tush push. Look, I'm glad they have it right now. I hope it stays. It certainly helps them, and they have mastered it. But I don't believe the Eagles need the tush push to be successful. If they have it, great. Let's keep using it. If they don't, I believe the Eagles will adapt. It is a play, again, that was run across the NFL last year 0.28% of the time. Even with the Eagles, and we argued yesterday when the afternoon show was on with us yesterday, how often it's run. I mean, on a normal game, what do they run it? 5-6 times? And that's if they have a lot of short yardage plays or the goal line plays. There are some games they run it maybe 2 times. It's not a play that is a huge part of their playbook. It's part of it. I like that we have it. But ultimately, if this thing gets knocked off the ledger or it's banned today or banned next year, I don't think it's going to crush the Eagles. Hugh, I don't believe the Eagles need it. Where do you come down? Do the Eagles need the tush push?
You know what, Joe? Again, I feel like this is the segment where I have to long talk a little bit because I have to give you some perspective.
It's going from the Daily Douglas to the Daily Long Talk.
No, I'm just saying it's the Daily Long Talk. Because this is how I feel about this. Now, I'm going to go back in time a little bit. And this was my first year here in Philadelphia. We were playing the Dallas Cowboys. I think it was on a Monday night. We got dragged all up and down the field. Emmitt ran for like 200 yards.
I'm going to pull up that box score while you long talk.
And I remember on a goal line play, I was out there. Like, they were already winning the game, right? And Larry Allen was on the field. Larry Allen was playing guard the whole game. And all of a sudden, they called a timeout, and they slid Larry Allen out to tackle. And I remember telling Larry, this ain't going to be no easy win. I'm talking trash to Larry Allen and all this other stuff. And I was telling him I ain't no punk and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, Larry Allen folded me like a tent and they went on to score. I tell that story because it's relevant to this situation. Because just like you said, it was not necessary to do that, but they did it to send a message.
Yeah.
And it was demoralizing to me, unfortunately. You know, because you were already winning the game. And they did that because it was demoralizing. And I tell you all of that to say this. We don't need the tush push. It's not needed, but it's demoralizing. To me, the tush push is the same as the Dallas Cowboys lining Larry Allen out at tackle and running the ball because we all knew they were going to run the ball. We couldn't stop it.
They just wanted to stick it to you.
They just wanted to stick it to you. That is what the tush push is in essence. And that's why everybody is upset about the tush push. I saw Sean McVay. He was somewhere talking, and he was talking about the tush push with his little Hawaiian shirt on and everything. And when he was talking, you know, it was something, all the long talking he was doing, it was something that he said that jumped out to me immediately when he was talking. He was talking about why he didn't like the tush push and all this other stuff. And then he said, it's not like I'm being a hater.
But he is. That's what he is.
You know, like, I'm not the brightest man, but I tell you one thing that I do know. When you say I'm not trying to be a hater, guess what you're being?
A hater.
A straight up hater. And for you to sit there and try to justify, say, well, it looks like a rugby play. Well, we've already established that it's not, because rugby players don't wear helmets. They don't wear shoulder pads. So it's not a rugby play. You just don't like it. Just you should have stuck with that main premise and said, I don't want to be a hater. Just say I'm a hater. That's it.
I'd respect you more if you just said you were a hater.
All day. Well, I mean, you can't be mad at anybody who's being honest about how they feel.
I agree with you that it has become a play the Eagles use to demoralize opponents. I mean, I've seen so many times the last 3 or 4 years where it's like a third and seven, right? And the Eagles get 6 yards, and the initial reaction from the defense the Eagles are playing is they're celebrating. We just got off the field. And then they realize, like, oh, we didn't really get off the field. They're probably going to run this tush push. They're probably going to get the first down, and they're going to stay on the field. And that's a good thing, and it's an important thing for the Eagles. I just don't think it is going to be the difference next year or the year after between big-time winning and not winning. I don't think they need it. Could they use it? Yeah. Do I want to keep it? Absolutely. Is it a joke that the NFL is trying to get rid of this? 100%. I just don't think they need it. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni this morning at the Coach's Breakfast, NFC Coach's Breakfast. By the way, Elliot is going to join us at 12. He was sitting there waiting for Sirianni
ESP.
Like an hour before the breakfast started. Big-time stuff at Elliot. I mean, he's on fire.
Hey, man, listen, can I just say this? And I know there's a lot of people out there that have mixed emotions by Elliot. I'm going to say this, and I say this, and I mean it. Elliot is the best reporter that we have in the city right now.
He's the beat writer you need.
He is the beat writer that you need. You know why? Because Elliot asked the questions that you people want to know.
Of course.
You know, when he asked Sean McDermott about, well, if you don't like the tush push, why are you using it? Like, nobody's going to ask that question. Not taking shots at anybody, but that's what you need when you're asking, when you're out there reporting on all these cats, you need to ask the tough questions. And Elliot's not afraid to do that. He's getting my early vote for Insider of the Year,
wow,
back to back.
Wow. Wow.
And
early.
I ain't got nothing to do with that vote. Yeah. And I know Spike's probably listening.
I was going to say, how do you get a vote? I
don't
vote.
Get a vote.
But
he gets my early vote for back to back, that dude that's asking questions.
I think we should get
Insider
a vote.
Insider of the Year. I forgot
the name.
All right,
let's get to Sirianni this morning talking about lobbying the other coaches down there for their vote on this tush push ban.
Nick, have you been lobbying other coaches for a pro tush push vote?
I'm sorry.
Have you been lobbying other coaches for a pro tush push vote? And where do you think things stand right now?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think today will tell a lot. I think you guys know my opinion on it. I'm not going to continue to dive into my opinion is very well documented, and I won't continue to dive into that. I think we would talk. I think maybe that's why there's so many cameras here today to talk about that. But I still stand where I stood, and you know, when we talked at the combine, and we'll see how it goes down. Have I been lobbying? I've talked to a couple people, yeah, but we'll see how it goes today.
Well, good job, Sirianni. You should be lobbying for it, except I don't think you need it. If it gets banned, the Eagles will be all right. Let's hear Sirianni if it's gone, right? If the tush-push ban comes down, how will the Eagles adapt? Here's Sirianni on what they'll do without it.
They told you you had to run a standard quarterback sneak, tush-push wrong. Do you think you guys would still be the best in the league at running a quarterback sneak?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get into hypotheticals. We'd be good at it, no doubt, because we got really good players that – Again, you don't coach. I think somebody said something the other day, like, well, you coach the push different. The push just has extra push. Like, everything else is coached exactly the same. And so we got a lot of reps at it. We've been really successful at it. I think we'd be able to be successful either way. But I think there's a lot of exciting things, again, that can happen off the push.
Well, look, I do too, but I agree with Sirianni on this. I think they'd be the best to sneak. They'd convert those. Look, this team, if the tush push is gone today, and we're going to find out when it is, and we'll bring in the news as soon as we get it on the vote. They still have the best offensive line in the league. They still have a quarterback that is as strong and powerful a runner as any quarterback probably that's ever played the game. And they have a great running back, like an all-time talent at running back. They can just hand the football to. I want to keep it. I think it's insane that they might ban this thing, but I don't think the Eagles need it. 215-592-949 for Kyle. Where do you come down as we await the vote here? Do the Eagles need the tush push?
I feel like we're underrating how much the Eagles do need the tush push. And one of the biggest key things that you can listen to and hear for yourself is just how hard Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman are lobbying for this thing to stay. Like, we heard there was a report that Howie Roseman pulled Sean McVay aside, along with, you know, Howie's assistant GM, and they had an animated conversation about the tush push. The Eagles themselves are clearly very passionate about keeping the tush push in the NFL. It feels to me like they think that they need it, you know, whether or not they say it outright, we need this play or not. What they're doing signals to me that they think they need this play. I mean, you've heard Sirianni describe it as first and nine before. And I think if you just think of all the times that we've extended drives the past few seasons when we had a one yard to go situation, and just how many times that we've had 1 yard to go on the goal line, and how many of those we've converted to touchdowns, I think we're a little bit spoiled as a fan base when it comes to when we get down to the 1 yard line and we're like, that's a touchdown. That's an automatic touchdown. That's not necessarily the case for a lot of other teams in the league. I think I'd be curious to see where the math comes down on this. But if you just flip the results of, I think, like half of the times that we've converted the tush push with 1 yard to go, I would tend to think that we would see a different Eagles offense because, I mean, look, the reality of the Eagles offense was, you know, you could say, well, we'll just have a better play on third and seven. The passing offense was one of the things this past season that we were like, no, this might be the one thing that hurts the Eagles offense in the postseason. Now, it didn't, but we can all be realistic about it. They struggled in those kind of situations as a passing offense this year. So I think we're a little bit spoiled when it comes to that. And I do find it funny when I hear it referred to as a crutch. Because, sure, you can call it a crutch, but, like, think about what a crutch is for somebody who, you know, has a leg issue. Like, they need the crutch. Like, the Eagles might need this play.
So
call it a crutch all you want, but, like, they need it.
I think it's an interesting analogy, the word crutch. Because you're right. Sometimes when people need crutches, they absolutely need crutches. Like, I broke my ankle once, and I needed crutches for, I don't know, 6 weeks or whatever. But sometimes you don't really need a crutch. You think you need it, and then if you take the crutch away, you adapt without it. That's what I view this as. Like, the Eagles have used it. They've used it to their advantage. If they don't have it, and I think they'd realize they don't need it. They'll find a different way to move the football.
I hear what you guys are saying, and I get it to a certain extent. But again, to me, it's like lining up in that play. It's not like it's ran a whole lot. We ran it a whole lot during the course of the season. I get that. But when you talk about the game, it's like two or three times a game. To me, that's the equivalent of running goal line in a game. And it's the same as goal line to me in this sense, is that when I line up in goal line, when you line up in goal line, that's the epitome of a man whoop a man. And you know what the funny thing about it, even I remember when Jordan Mailata, we get a chance to talk to him, and when they line up in the tush push, how he would tell people, you know what's coming. That's demoralizing. It's meant to demoralize the defense. It's if you have an aggressive defense, it takes away the aggression because that's the one play that you can't stop. And the last time that I checked, there's every team in the NFL always tries to get a competitive edge. Always. By running different plays, different formations. Hell, we got the West Coast offense because of the quarterback play, and the quarterbacks weren't that great, and so they made it a shorter passing game. That's where the West Coast offense was born from. This, to me, is the same thing. This is a competitive play that the Eagles do better than anybody else. It's been copycatted, but the problem is this. I tell you what, if every other team in the NFL was able to do the tush push, not as good as the Eagles, but somewhat as good as the Eagles.
They would do it.
They would do it.
Absolutely.
Hell, not the Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills. They tried to do it, and when it cost them, at the moment that they tried to do it, when it cost them the most, they didn't get it done. Coach McDermott changed his mind. Well, I don't want to do it no more. It's a bad play. But, hell, you was running it. You were trying to run it the same way we were trying to run it. This is goofy. Like, seriously, it's goofy that it's gotten this much, not popularity, but it's people are talking about it this much. It's just goofy. It's a football play that nobody else can do as well as we do. Now they want to take it away.
Well, and look, I understand. Look, I want to keep it. Without question, I want to keep it. I think it's insane the NFL is trying to take this away. And I really think the people in the NFL that are trying to get this out are either petty or they're cowards or they can't do it and they want to take away an advantage from a team that can. It's to me, it's not the spirit of sports to take away something someone has done well without any sort of injury issue. And there's clearly no data out there. The Eagles ran this play last season in the regular season 48 times. That's an average of 2.8 times a game. I'm not saying it's insignificant, and I want to keep it. Those three plays matter. Those are fourth downs that become first downs. But I think with the players they have, and hopefully the coaches they have, they can concoct a way to convert those same plays. It's got to have to look different. It's going to be different. I don't think they need it. 215-592-9494. If the tush push gets banned, we will be on it all. I mean, as soon as it happens, whatever it comes down, we'll tell you about it. But do the Eagles need it? And this is one of those things where even if it doesn't get banned today, this could get banned next year. It feels like there's momentum to get rid of this in the NFL. So this need thing, at some point, Kyle, they're going to have to adapt, whether it's this year or next year.
Yeah, but it feels like you're playing with fire a little bit. Like it feels easy for you to say, well, just figure out another way. This is the NFL. It's not just that easy.
Well, like, it's not. Like, but they have a lot of good players.
It feels like we're playing with fire a little bit.
I know. But these are 1 or 2 yard plays. They have Saquon Barkley in the best offensive line.
But they're the most important 1 or 2 yard plays that come up in any game situation.
I think the most interesting thing, if they don't have it, would be would they go for it? Not would they convert. Would they be as willing to go for it on the 4th and 1 from their own 40 in the second quarter?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so that would change.
Changes a lot.
It would change. Now, I think if they went for it, they have enough good players that they should be able to convert those more often than not. But I don't know. We'll see. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy April Fool's Day, man.
Happy April Fool's Day. What's up, Chris?
Speaking of fools, we got some people to talk about. Let's start with Hugh, the man that inappropriately rubbed your shoulders. He doesn't work at WIP, does he? Is he maybe like on the afternoon show? Because he's known to inappropriately touch people.
No, it wasn't him. It was a few guys. I don't know who they were.
So
they
these were people you didn't know.
I didn't know them. Okay. And it was it was unsolicited. I understand you wanted to speak, but it was a little much.
Yeah, listen, to any men out there that think that's appropriate, that's a quick way to find, some physical harm.
It was weird.
Well, I think it was probably meant in a friendly way, right?
But it's not friendly because
no,
we don't
get it.
You know
get
what I mean?
It.
We don't know each other like that.
I get it.
Yeah, listen.
How about if I just start rubbing on your shoulders, Joe? Hey,
another...
Joe, how you doing?
No, I'm okay. I don't need that.
Yeah, it's weird. But people know about boundaries. Let's move over to this tush push thing. Mm-hmm. So, I disagree with Kyle. I don't think that we need the tush push. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this or not, but we have a quarterback that squats 600 pounds?
I have seen that before. Yeah, those videos pop up every year, every season.
Okay.
Yep.
And you mentioned you got Quadzilla lined up behind him. So do I think that maybe we may lose some points along the way? Absolutely. Is it going to be as effective as the tush push? No, but do we need it seems like that's the only way we're going to win.
Right. I'm glad you said it that way, Chris. Need is the word that I can't sign off on. Yeah, need means that it's going to fundamentally change next season and their outcome. Now, I don't think that. Like, what? I don't know. They're going to win 12 games next year? Like, if they take this away, I'm still going to pick them to win 12 games. Like, it's not going to change how I view the team heading into the season.
Whether they have the tush push or not,
right.
I still think we go as far as we're going to go. Now, let me address some fools out there on this April Fool's Day. To all you people out there flapping your gums that this is a rugby play, you're exposing your low level of intelligence when you say that, okay? Listen, I played rugby my junior year at the great Penn State University, and the tush push is not a rugby play, genius. All right, and to the lie that it's going to cause injury, well, you know what? I could also possibly get injured walking down the street, too, okay? So it's just nonsense. It's a playing of politics. So if you're against banning it, then you're against player safety, which is just totally ridiculous. And, yeah, I'm talking to you, Hater McDermott, you female dog. You know what? I got one message to leave you with.
Female dog.
D-U-S-H-P-U-S-H. Push. Sucking hitters.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. We've gotten to the point where I don't even know what he's spelling when he starts. I have to, like, I need a few letters and, like, oh, okay, it's tush push.
I like that bit.
Yeah, he's just going to spell different things. As far as the idea that if you think it's a rugby play, you're a hater. You know, I have noticed something. We might have to expose this as the show goes along. I've been tracking this. I've been tracking which coaches and which people out there keep saying this is a rugby play, want it banned, and which people and which coaches want to keep it.
Which people?
And you know what I've determined? That the true football guys, a lot of the ex-players, they're for the tush push. They get it. And a lot of the guys that, you know, you look at, like, they're not really football guys, or they don't play the game at the NFL level. They're the other way. I mean,
is this saying something about one WIP employee in particular?
I'm not calling anyone out in particular. Okay. I'm just saying, in general.
Are you gonna name names?
In general.
You?
True football guys want to keep the tush push.
You like naming names.
And non-football guys don't. So, I mean, you got to decide what you want to be. I'm a football guy. Hugh's a football guy. Kyle's a football guy. Not everyone is a football guy. We're going to have to go through this and figure it out. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need the tush push? Your calls on that next. We're going to get the vote eventually at some point today. They're down there at the owners' meetings. Elliot will join us at noon today. Give us his take on some rule changes that have already been passed, some that haven't. What Howie Roseman said yesterday. Nick's here on this morning. A lot of Eagles stuff to get to. Big Phillies win yesterday. How about Edmundo Sosa with the big hit after they couldn't hit the starter? Sosa and Schwarber.
He was stoked.
Sosa's a really important role player. Big hit for him. Schwarber went deep again. And then Kepler and Castellanos with the exclamation points. We'll get to a lot of Phillies today. Your calls on the tush push. Do the Eagles need it? 215-592-9494. We get to a great prize on this side. We have Philly tickets to give away for Thursday's games. And what Matt LaFleur said about the tush push. He's not a football guy, clearly. That's all next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.